This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I don't blame the Nets for saying, get out of here.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Ian, I know you've got a Nets hat there. Put it on. The Kyrie Irving era. Sum it up for me.
High expectations and medium return.
Earlier on the show, Jets cornerback Sauce Gardner. Coming up, host of the Dan Patrick Show, Dan Patrick. Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson. Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We've got ourselves a fun second hour. Dan Patrick calling in a matter of moments here on our program. Garrett Wilson will follow Sauce Gardner in hour number one. Sauce called, he's a defensive rookie of the year candidate, an offensive rookie of the year candidate, and Garrett Wilson about to call into this program. DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts is already in Arizona. We're taking off for there shortly. Chris Brockman and Jay Felly are sitting in their chairs. Oh, very, yeah, put the tray tables up and the seats in the upright position. Very good. TJ Jefferson, how are you, sir?
I'm tremendous.
Very good. Man. We got Garrett Wilson calling in shortly and Trevor Lawrence in hour number three. But joining us right here on the Rich Eisen Show is one of my my good friends. And I believe he would say the same thing to me behind my back. I believe this show followed his for so many years on Audience Network and then on Peacock, and kind enough to call into this show from Phoenix, Arizona, where his, well, Scottsdale is where his show is located for Super Bowl week. My buddy DP Dan Patrick back here on the program. How you doing, Dan?
Ricardo, doing great. You know, you can't go wrong. Spring training weather in Scottsdale.
I saw Camelback behind your desk. Are you summiting it with J.J. Watt wearing weighted backpacks? No. Is that what you're doing this week when not on the air? You're doing that too? No? No summiting?
I heard that he went up Camelback Mountain the day before.
Yep.
And he said he's got a new workout regimen that he skipped leg day to go play golf. And he said that's when I knew that I was really retired, that I was skipping leg day. But he went through, if you did the game of Operation with J.J. Watt,
yes,
it would be fascinating to look at that. I mean, not fascinating for him, probably,
right.
But
yes.
He started going through everything. He's had so many surgeries, he was forgetting parts of his body. It got to the point where I said, what part of your body is healthy? Because every other part had had all of this surgery.
Yes.
Well, if you're 33 or 34, what is life going to be like, you know, in 10, 15, 20 years? And I think that hit him pretty hard, of having a child, having the heart issue, and just getting married. And, you know, not everybody is going to stay till they're 40 or 45, and certainly at that position.
Well, as you know, usually when NFL players retire, that's when they put the breadbasket in. Dan, you know, that's when the breadbasket normally goes in, as opposed to, that's an operation reference that I just made.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. For that visual. Thank you.
The nose went off. The nose just lit. How are you doing? How's it going? What do you got for me when I arrive? I'm coming in today. I'm coming in tonight.
I became a grandfather last night.
Hey, you did.
Hey.
JP, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? JP, a beautiful
baby,
boy?
Baby girl. And
baby
it was
girl.
Really tough. I was at a dinner with clients, and I'm getting text messages, and Jack was giving me sort of play-by-play, and I'm dealing with centimeters, and I don't even know what I'm dealing with. And next thing I know, he sent me a picture, and I'm a mess at dinner. And everybody wants to know, why am I crying? And then I told them, and then Jack FaceTimed me, and so I got to spend time with him and his wife. And, it hit me hard.
Wow.
It hit me hard, and rightfully so.
Grandpa Dan, right?
Yeah.
Papa Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Pop. Yep.
Pop Dan Patrick. Yeah, congratulations. How's Sue taking it? Is she all for Clem too? Your wife? That's amazing.
She's different. Her side of the family, you know, they're pretty stoic.
That's the Staten Island side. That's the Staten Island side of the family, right?
Yeah.
That's the Rock.
Yeah,
for right there.
She's pretty tough. Whereas I'm a mess. Even when my son got married, we're walking down the aisle with him, And I had to tell people, yes, I'm crying. I mean, I didn't even hide it. I couldn't walk down with my son. I got three daughters to walk down the aisle. I couldn't walk down with Jack, let alone my daughter. So I told them they don't have to get married. Their mom doesn't like that I say that, but I said, you don't have to get married. You don't.
All right. Well, Brockman, you could say something about that, right? I mean, you're not.
I'm currently not married.
But you have a child.
But I have a child.
There you go. So there you go.
Child and a mortgage.
We got it. But Jack is married, though.
Right.
Jack is married.
Yes, he is.
Okay,
he is married.
All right.
And a wonderful, wonderful wife, Rebe. And
fantastic.
That's where, when you're in the delivery room, and like you look at your wife, they're just somebody different that day or that night. Mm-hmm. You're just saying, I mean, this is why, you know, women are so strong and we're so weak. I mean, they man up, for lack of a better expression, but we should call it woman up, because
oh yeah,
you're never prouder of your wife.
Of course.
With that.
Of course. Well,
yeah,
we're not the
incredible
ones giving birth either. I mean, my goodness. So since you're the lead pipe wielding professional, how do I transition off of that? Do I say, well, somebody's going to give birth to a Super Bowl? I mean, what do I do? You want to transition?
I think we were always taught that. Like, you got to have a segue.
Right.
We, you know, you do SportsCenter and it had to be a segue,
right,
to a segue to a segue.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you know, you just run out of segues. But, you know, it's just
right.
Sometimes you go, anywho.
That's right. Right. It used to be segue, and then it's did you know, and then we're done, right?
Yeah.
Did you know there's a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a segue and a did you know at the same. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Your first Super Bowl you covered, was that CNN when you were there, Dan? Were you a CNN guy?
My first one was the Lions, or in Detroit, the Bengals
and the Lions.
And the Niners.
And the Niners. Okay. Wow.
So that's
the Collinsworth. That's the Silverdome and Chris Collinsworth, right? And Hacksaw,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Montana, Ken Anderson, Bengals might have been the better team, but Niners came up with a couple of big plays. I remember Archie Griffin had a couple of fumbles. Dan Buns made a big stop at the goal line thing with Charles Alexander.
Yeah.
But the weather was horrible in Detroit. Horrible. Now, obviously, they're playing indoors, but I just remember it was a mess. And the Bengals had always been a laughing stock. I used to go to Bengals games, and we would go into Nippert Stadium, the college football stadium there, and we'd sneak in. They didn't care. They just wanted somebody to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably on the short list of guys who actually saw Bob Trumpy play football, Bruce Coslett play football.
Gosh.
And
wow.
Yeah.
That's...
But I, you know, I got to see Collinsworth's entire career.
Yep.
And he never shut up back then either. I'd go to his locker after every game because he was such a quote machine.
Right.
And he was just, he always had things to say. And he was a really good football player as well.
Mm.
And Boomer Esiason was there and Anthony Munoz. So we, you know, I grew up with that. And, you know, we were always very defensive of the Bengals because, you know, they weren't consistent. They didn't spend money. Mike Brown was the cheap owner. And, you know, they made two Super Bowls and against Joe Montana and lost both, but close. And then, you know, the Super Bowl last year where they lost another close one as well.
Yeah, I know. It came so close 2 years in a row to having Niners-Bengals again. Last year, the Bengals made it. And now this year, neither of them made it, despite making their championship games. I don't know what to make of this one, this game. I can't get a read on it because I just think either team can win. And I know that sounds like a cop-out, you know, and I guess in advance I'm fronting, you know, the answer to whatever question you might ask me when I'm on your show tomorrow. I can't get a read on it. I honestly, either team can win this one, and you could make a case for either one. Dan, I'm wondering what you think.
I think that we're afraid to give a coronation to the Eagles because you're still not quite sure about Jalen Hurts. And you're not sure if they can win in a shootout if it gets to that. You don't know anybody on the defensive line except for maybe Reddick. The offensive line is, you know, Lane Johnson could be as good as anybody at his position, and Kelsey. it feels like they don't get enough attention because there's nothing exciting about them. Mm. It's just like, well, the Eagles keep winning. Now they squeak by, or they look great against this team. Kansas City is always fun. Everybody loves watching Kansas City. You know, they do things that are different. And you got a Hall of Fame tight end, Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame quarterback, and, you know, Chris Jones is wonderful. So you have guys at least you know. The Eagles, I don't think America knows. Therefore, that's usually, I think we lean towards what we know as opposed to, I'm not quite sure about them. And even if you watch the Eagles, I still come away going, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they're methodical in what they do. They even tell you, hey, we're going to run the football. We're going to run it again. And they can do that. And, you know, that's where I think it's debilitating. Imagine if they do that to Kansas City, keep that defense on the field, and just run the football. Take away Mahomes' opportunity so when he gets on the field, he's got to make something happen. And maybe put a little bit more pressure on him that way. And, you know, I want to see what's going to happen if they move him off his spot and have him move around a little bit more and make it a little bit more miserable for him. But I would not be shocked if the Eagles won this and won by double digits.
Really? I hear you, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs won it by double digits. That's what I mean. It's just like it's one of those – one of the matchups where, you know, Mahomes can be unstoppable, Hurts can be unstoppable. Their run game in Philadelphia may be unstoppable, you know.
It feels like Kansas City keeps teams in games. It doesn't feel like they put them away.
Right.
And therefore, I don't know, it felt like that all year long, that they just didn't blow them out. Or they would win, but you were still in the picture. And that's what I wonder what will happen. I wonder about the coaching. With, you know, Nick Sirianni against Andy Reid, how much that factors in. Eric Bieniemy has been here before, play calling. Mahomes, obviously, you know, that experience. You know, the Eagles got some guys who've obviously been in this, but you're talking about the skill position players who haven't. And we've all been on the field. I mean, you know, that it's you can cut it, that tension that's there. And that's when big boys, you know, step up and you go, that's why the greats are the greatest, because they do it in the moment there. And I still want to see, I'm rooting for Jalen Hurts to be great.
Me
that
too.
That may sound strange.
No. Me too.
For that story.
Absolutely.
Because I think he's earned that. And you could make the case he's the MVP this year.
Oh, no question. If he didn't get hurt the last, you know, his last two starts or two, you know, those two starts in the final three. And he goes into Dallas, wins that game, and then the issues they had with Minshew on offense against the Saints don't materialize, and they finish on a win streak, and their only loss is against Washington. I don't even think we'd be talking about Mahomes, despite the remarkable offensive season they did have with him. And without Tyreek Hill, I think it would be Hurts. So are you leaning towards any team? I'm trying to glean. I've been spending gleaning. What do you got? What do you think? I've been trying to glean.
I'm not.
Okay.
It's Tuesday. I'm not gleaning usually until Thursday.
Is that your glean? Is that gleaning day? Thursday is gleaning day for your Super Bowl week?
Okay. Yeah, gleaning day.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I glean on Friday as well. But
great Costner movie, by the way. Gleaning day is a great. It's great.
I try not to make those predictions. Mm-hmm. Right away,
mm-hmm.
You know, because that's going to change the point spread. You know, the line is going to move.
Okay. All right. okay. So I'm trying to put you down. You know, we put you down for something. What do I put you down for? What do I put you down? This is the time I got you. What do I put you down?
Gleaning.
Okay. He's gleaning. Very good. By the way,
gleaning towards the Eagles.
Okay. You're gleaning.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right, yeah, you're
all right,
Dan.
That's what I figured. Okay.
-1.5 right now, Dan.
Term. All right. What?
-1.5 right now.
Yeah, I know. I usually don't care about the point spread when it gets to the Super Bowl.
Just throw out the records.
I think it's going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
I look forward to seeing you, and thank you for joining us over here at the San Francisco Giants spring training home.
You got it. I look forward to it.
They let the run of the place here. We want to run around the bases. If you want to do that, maybe. Slide in home.
Oh, really? They're letting you do that?
Well, I know people, and I figured that What are they going to do?
I don't know. By the way, is it,
take away my scholarship?
Okay. Did you find like Jeff Kent's batting helmet just lying around there or something? Like, is there something Giants that you've run into? Anything there? Nothing.
I've run into people who were here working when I got on the public address system, and I was doing my radio show here from the mothership.
Yes.
And I asked if I could get on the PA.
Yes.
When Bonds came to the plate.
And.
And so Bonds, I'm on the radio show on ESPN Radio.
Yes.
I took that microphone over, went into the booth, and I said, "Now batting, number 25, the left fielder, Barry Bonds."
Oh, you were very understated, Bonds. Oh, okay, so you were very understated. You didn't go Barry Bonds, like you didn't.
No.
Okay.
But Bonds homers.
Oh.
I go back the next time Bonds comes up, and I said, "Please rise and say hello to number 25, the left fielder, the man who just homered for me in his last at bat, Barry Bonds." Well, Bonds is at the plate and he turns around and he looks up into the booth like, "What the hell was that?" And then he homered again.
So was that his final at bat of the day, or did you do a third one?
Okay. No, final at bat.
Walk off.
I sent Paulie, my producer, down to the dugout, talked to the PR people, and he said, "Hey, would Barry join me on the show? You know, Dan just called the home run," and Barry goes, "No."
But I was shaking my head. I knew that would be the end. No, not going to do it.
But I thought, you know, at least I got a no out of him.
Yes,
I
mean,
that's better than just, shake your head no. But he said, "Nope." I said, "All right. Thank you. Good night."
All right, Pop, send my best to JP and his lovely wife.
I will.
Congratulations.
All right, buddy.
Take care, man.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it. That's Dan Patrick, everybody. There he goes.
Nope. Gleaming.
Gleaning.
Bond's not coming. He full Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be there. All right, let's take a break. Garrett Wilson.
J-E-T-S.
Garrett Wilson. Did something happen last November I might talk about, too?
Oh boy. Come on, Rich.
This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite is a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/richpod. Head to netsuite.com/richpod for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/richpod.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network back here, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I think Garrett Wilson's supposed to call in now, but we'll wait on him.
Efforting.
Do you know what I was thinking about with Dan, and maybe I'll bring it up a little bit more with him on his show tomorrow. Could you imagine if Andy Reid faced the Eagles in a Super Bowl like 7 years ago? When I say 7 years ago, I'm predating the Eagles winning one without him and the Chiefs winning one with him.
So this was the first time kind of for both
him and the Eagles.
Since he left.
Like in 2014.
We'd be going ape poop in the media. It would make the Kelce brothers playing in the same game, you know, as if they were like third cousins twice removed.
Well, remember, he went to the Chiefs in 2013 and they played the Eagles that year.
Right.
So like he immediately left, joined a new team, and then faced his old team.
Right.
But imagine that obviously.
That's what I'm saying. Is that could you imagine what that would look like right now? Because right now, it's like, oh, isn't that nice? The guy who used to coach the Eagles is coaching against them in the Super Bowl, not standing in their way.
Right.
I mean, even though technically the Chiefs are standing directly in the way of the Eagles going to the podium to win it all. And he's not trying to win one and stick it to Philadelphia and show, I showed you, didn't I? Because if you remember the entirety of Andy Reid's tenure in Philadelphia, the concept was, and this is rehashing, and I apologize, but we rehash while we wait for kickoff. He couldn't win the big one. Couldn't win the big one. Finally got through in one of the NFC championships of many that he took the Philadelphia Eagles to with Donovan McNabb, who got booed. You want to talk, Jalen Hurts thinks that right. A lot of people didn't want him there, or some people didn't want him there. Well, Jalen, you didn't stroll on a draft stage and get booed because you weren't Ricky Williams, by the way. Mm-hmm. These things happened. By the way, I got an invitation for a Ricky Williams green party in Arizona.
Are we going?
You want to go?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. I'll send you the details.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Green, like the poker party, right?
Yeah, let me go show up. Let me take pictures and I'll text them to Roger. So
I'll represent.
So could you, and again, what if hang on a second, what if the Eagles hadn't won one at all? And Reed's trying to win his second there.
So it's year 10 for Andy.
What if he hadn't won one with Kansas City?
Now there you go.
And the Eagles had won one. And they're trying to win two without him with two different coaches. You know what I mean? Like the fact that they've both gotten one without each other kind of takes the heat off of this storyline.
The only heat that's
on this storyline this week that I'm sensing is that Sirianni used to be on the Reed staff in Kansas City and Andy let him go.
Well, no, Sirianni was on the staff that was still there, and then Andy came in and was like, we're not retaining you. So it's not like he worked with him and then fired him. Yeah.
Are true.
But it's not like he was like worked with them for a year and like, you're out. You know, he brought in his own guys.
I know that.
He was a wide receiver coach.
Right.
Yeah. So. I don't love that as a storyline, by the way.
Well, but that's the one thing you're hearing the heat on anything about Reed versus the Eagles and Sirianni, because they've both won
right
since then. Now it's just like, oh yeah, that's pretty nice.
And like I said, Reed against the Eagles, 10.
That's interesting.
You're 10 in Kansas City. It's crazy.
He has more playoff wins in Kansas City than he did in
that's just wild
in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
in 14 years in Philly. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go to the phone lines. We just hung up with Sauce, a defensive rookie of the year candidate. This guy balled out as the offensive rookie of the year candidate and could have had a second one there if Breece Hall didn't blow his knee out. Joining us today, courtesy of Old Spice Swagger deodorants and body washes, Garrett Wilson of the New York Jets. How you been, Garrett?
Good, man. How are you, Rich?
I'm great. Great first season, man. Great first season.
Appreciate that.
Congratulations. Let's talk about soup to nuts here. You going back into Cleveland, winning that game, and doing the OH to the fans there. What was that like for you, Garrett?
Yeah, I mean, it was like a coming home party for me. You know, I had all my family there, a lot of friends, and to be able to play in that stadium. You know, I heard about it. Our coaches called it a bee's nest all week, so. You know, I saw we got a game there next year as well. But, yeah, that was a really special game. Special game for me just being back in Ohio and being able to win the game the way we did, you know.
Well, spelling out the OH, I mean, you know a lot of the Browns fans are Buckeye fans as well. I mean, that
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do it in their face. I think that you might have offended them, Garrett. No?
See, my goal was to get them, you know, to realize that if they're going to root for anyone, root for me, because I'm a Buckeye, you know, and we're in Ohio, and you know, I'm not playing for your team, but started OH up just to remind them that, you know, I'm still a Buckeye.
Okay.
They can root for me.
Okay.
You know?
Very good.
I know how you feel about that.
Well, you know what, Garrett, I don't particularly like spelling out the full. Look, if there's a four-letter word I like spelling out, it's J-E-T-S. That's the one I prefer to spell out. Since I've been spelling that out since birth, you know, and seeing you ball out like that. And the thing, I'll be very honest, that I really loved watching you is how you handled your business in the darker moments. Honestly, like the fact that you would take ownership, like this is not going the way I want it to go and we want it to go together. And just standing there, microphones in front of your face, chest out, and saying, this stinks, and we're going to try and fix this. That was great, Garrett.
No, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you.
Where does that come from? Why do you, like, what walk me through that thought process for you, Garrett.
I mean, honestly, it's just the way I was raised and my competitive nature, you know. I always got to look in the mirror and figure out what I can do better, you know. So for me, it was, all right, we're not winning, we're not playing well offensively, you know, how can I contribute to that? And you know, I mean, when you start off the way we did and finish the way we did, you know, you start looking for answers. And as offense, we wasn't playing well. And hopefully the next season, you know, we pick it up on offensive side of the ball and start winning some games, you know.
All right. Well, I know, you know, these are difficult questions. I asked them of Sauce. I'll ask them of you. Your quarterback, if Zach Wilson starts the season week one next year, is that cool with you, Garrett?
Oh, yeah. No, that's more than cool, you know, for me. I know we got some, you know, some great players in the building, Zach being one of those great quarterbacks in the building. So, you know, if Zach goes out there and takes a snap, you know, I'm 100% confident in that. And you know, I feel like, you know, Jet fans are going to get the best out of us, you know, regardless. They get the best out of me for sure. So
what did happen then? Can you tell me what went wrong in the final month of the season that you think is fixable, Garrett?
You know, it's kind of just going through it. You know, we had a young team, and that season is a long season, and we've never done it before, you know, a lot of us. And it's not that we fell off from playing good ball. It's just we stopped finishing. You know, we stopped finishing games. And for us, you know, we know we're right there. We know we got in the locker room. We know we got a great team. We practice against those teams that, you know, one team's playing this weekend, you know, that we practice against them. We saw how we stacked up against them. And we know that we can be there. You know, it's just about finishing. You know, this league is my first year, and I realize how hard it is to win and how you can't take a touchdown for granted. You know, it's everything's earned. And we just got to learn how to finish and start doing things right when it really matters, you know, down the stretch.
Well, and again, the way that you took accountability, Garrett, I'll be honest, is usually the quarterback's role. And that was a big problem for Zach after the Patriots loss, as it seemed like he didn't take accountability, and word was the locker room wasn't terribly happy about that. What's the relationship with Zach for you?
Yeah, I mean, it started day one. You know, he texted me as soon as I get drafted, and you know, we were building that relationship. And then, you know, OTAs come, and you know, it's a constant build. So when I went to Idaho out there and he had some of the receivers out there, I really felt like I got to know him. And you know, by the time the season came around, I had a good idea of, you know, who I was going to be playing with and what he was asking out of me. And, you know, we were making sure we got reps after practice. And then he goes down with injury and that preseason time. And, you know, I feel like we lost a lot of momentum at that point, you know, as far as building our on-field chemistry. And you know, it might have showed a little bit during the season for sure. So, you know, the relationship is good, though, and it's something we're going to continue to build on. You know, like I said, we're both young dudes, and we're both learning. So, you know, a lot of times you get so caught up in yourself and trying to make sure that you're doing right that you don't even worry about, you know, having a relationship with your dog or something like that. And you know, we're still building on that. We're still working on it. So it's just going to continue to grow, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Now, Nathaniel Hackett is there as the new OC. Have you connected with him at any point yet?
I haven't yet. So, you know, this time of the year is so busy. Hopefully I can get up there as soon as possible and get in touch with him. But, you know, I'm familiar with his work over, you know, the last 10 years, just being someone who likes football and watches the game, you know, as a young kid. So I know the name, and I was excited to see that we hired him, and look forward to, you know, learning some new offense.
Well, I know the quarterback that Hackett's most aligned with, right?
See, I do know this. I do know the answer to this, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you're funny, Rich. You ain't have to say it. I already do.
No. I mean, people might think Russell Wilson, you know. I mean, but, you know, normally it's Aaron Rodgers. And you got any thoughts on potentially Aaron coming to New York?
I mean, you know, being a young dude, mm-hmm. that's who I grew up watching. So Aaron Rodgers, you know, we played against him at Lambeau last year. And it was, just watching him warm up, I got to really pay attention. And, it's special to watch. You know, that's a special talent. Someone that is, you know, probably, in my opinion, the most talented quarterback of all time. And, you know, to play with him and be able to, you know, hopefully catch his last balls playing in the NFL, that would be awesome. But, you know, like I said, we got a lot of good talent in the room, and I'm not worried. You know, no matter what they do, I'm confident, you know, we'll be all right.
Offensive Rookie of the Year candidate Garrett Wilson here on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of Old Spice. What are you doing with Old Spice, Garrett? What do you got for me?
Yeah, man. I'm here just rocking this. Hold on. I'm sorry, Rich.
No, it's okay.
You know, so I'm just confident that, you know, Old Spice always has me right. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't be smelling bad.
No, of course not.
And, you know, you need to be confident in your deodorant. So, you know, when the pressure is on and it feels like you're under the spotlight,
yeah,
everything's amplified. And the tiniest bit of doubt can send you spiraling, so that's why I rock with Old Spice Swagger, man.
Okay, you got rocking with Old Spice Swagger. Well, I mean, your confidence and your ability to focus is never in question, Garrett. And you know what? One of the most impressive wins for you this year against Chicago, 31-10 final score. You had 95 yards in that game, big win. The fact you were able to focus at all that Sunday after what happened the previous Saturday is really impressive, Garrett.
You know what? I don't remember. I have a feeling I know what you're hinting at.
No. The date was November 26th, the very day before. In fact, that Justin Fields could focus on that day, too. Both of you, really impressive. You know what happened the day before, right, Garrett? You remember that?
I don't know, Rich. What happened? Man?
Somebody left a footprint in the horseshoe. Somebody did. you know, that's two in a row now. That's two in a row. We good?
Enjoy it while y'all getting them, man. That's all I'm gonna say. Enjoy it while y'all getting them. It ain't gonna last long.
What does that mean?
Ain't gonna last long.
What does that mean? Because one is might be an offshoot or whatever, but two is what we call a trend. I looked that up. It's called a trend. You know what I mean? So.
So what was it, 9? What is that? What do we call that?
Why you got to bring up old
that
stuff?
That wasn't too long ago either.
No, I mean, I'll be, that is something broken off inside something. That is, I can admit that. But I'm talking about, you know, what's happening now and recent
fair
memory.
Enough. No, fair know. Enough. You're right. You got bragging rights and.
Okay.
And, you know, I got to deal with it. You know, I got to deal with it. But
yes, you do.
The reality is we're going to get back on track. I'm confident that we're going to get back on track and start handling business versus Michigan.
Okay. Very good. Real quick, though, before I let you go, tell me about Marvin Harrison Jr., Garrett. Walk me through how good he is. How good is this kid?
That kid is he's going to be one of the best to, you know, play when it's all said and done. I'm confident in that. You know, he's as good as I've seen.
Yeah.
Goes about everything the right way. You know, the type of dude that has all the talent in the world and has all the God-given ability, but you can tell he was raised the right way. You can tell he had a pops that, you know, all the things that maybe his pops didn't do, he was like, Marvin, we're going to do this. Little Marvin, we're going to do this. We're going to have you listen early. You know, he came through the door at Ohio State as a senior and did 18 reps to 225, you know, things like that. Live at the facility. He inspired, you know, a lot of the older dudes at Ohio State at the time. Him being a young dude, he came in and inspired us, you know, to change our work ethic, stuff like that, man. So it's just a really special talent, a special person, and I'm excited to see what he does.
Yeah, obviously, you know what it takes, though. You know what it takes to excel in your first year at the pro level. You think he's got that skill set, obviously, right? Knowing him.
Yeah. I'm confident he'll be in, you know, have his rookie of the year ceremony thing and be in that running too. You know, I'm confident in that.
So he doesn't have to play this year is basically what you're saying. You could just sit it out, right? You could just sit out
this
year.
Nah, he should go out there and play.
No, I don't know.
Definitely go out there and play. I bet that is what you're hoping for.
No, I'm just saying, maybe late in the year, you know, he'll just say, you know what, I'll just shut it down. I don't need to play. You know what I mean? Because he's that good. No?
I hope not. Okay. I don't know many that would sit out that game. I'm not gonna lie.
Now, I know you got it. That is a game that defines you. I agree. Garrett, keep on keeping on. I told Sauce that I've covered 20 of these Super Bowls. I want to walk into a stadium and I was seeing green, the words New York Jets in an end zone. That is something I'd like to see. And
you and I both, man. I expect that to be.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? In the next 5 years, we're going to make it happen for you.
Right?
I love it.
All right. Are you at NFL Honors? Do I see you Thursday night?
I am. Yeah, I'm Thursday night. I'm there. So I'll make sure I check in and say hello.
I would love it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's find Sauce and maybe we'll take a shot. I'd love it. That'd be great.
Sure. No, I'd love that.
Photograph, I meant, by the way. Okay, very good. Take care of yourself, Garrett. Thanks for the call. Garrett Wilson of the New York Jets, courtesy of Old Spice Swagger deodorants and body washes. There you go.
I like him, too. I don't like that your team has likable players.
Dude, not just likable players, but hearts
really
of lions.
Really good ones, too. Yeah.
Hearts of lions. Like.
I mean, I think they're both going to win.
They're coming for you. Wait till we get Quinn and Williams on here, too. That's another one.
Yeah.
And Breece Hall, we've had him on. Oh, God. Don't even get me started. This gets me all fired up.
Could you imagine with all that talent, Brockman, if you added...
Aaron Rodgers.
You know, just, man, imagine.
Bring the 12 down from the rafters. Let's go.
Aaron,
come on, Rich. Just embrace it. Favre 2.0.
Come on, Rich.
I don't want Favre 2.0. I don't want Favre.
Favre had a good year that year.
Favre 2.0.
Favre had a good year that year, Rich.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You want to check his phone?
You want the numbers? I don't want to check his phone. But
that was not
on the
a great
field.
Year.
On the field.
Are we really going to this Ricky Williams green party? Or
yes.
If you want the invite, I can email it to you right now.
I don't mean, well, I got to represent. You know what I'm saying? I got to represent.
The only gummies I know are Haribo.
Haribo or Sour Patch Kids? Which you
Pardon
like better?
Me.
Oh, see, I like Sour Patch Kids.
I'm not a sour guy. Not a sour guy.
That's been a debate of mine for a while. Haribo.
Oh, no, it's Haribo. Haribo.
Might get those at the airport.
For the first time ever, stream the Super Bowl for free. They do sell those at airports, huh?
They do.
Super Bowl 57 is on Westwood One Sunday, February 12th. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Sean Payton was introduced to the media yesterday.
Yeah.
And then introduced to the idea that Russell Wilson is his own personal throwing coach on staff.
I'm willing to bet that didn't go over.
Two words. Two words. Not anymore. Take a break. We'll have that. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial right here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Trevor Lawrence still to come. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Oh, my goodness gracious. Chris in Portland, Oregon. Let's take your phone call here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind, Chris?
All right. So a couple months ago, you guys were going in on Felly about what he should get tattooed, so I posted about it and y'all put it up and I was wondering if there was an update about that.
Ah.
Well, funny. Okay. Well,
funny you should mention, Chris, there actually is an update. The tattoo to which you refer is an unfortunate for you and unfortunate for the other person involved in this wager every year, your buddy River.
Correct.
Whoever finishes worse in the standings in your fantasy football league must get ink.
Right.
Last year, River lost that bet and asked for rights holders' permission to tattoo the Rich Eisen Show logo on his left buttock. Is that what it is? Or?
I believe it was his right.
His right. Okay. Now, this year, you have lost.
Correct.
And you have agreed to get a tattoo of Brownie the Elf, the Cleveland Browns elf that's right there on the field.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, he looks smaller than it appears in the photograph when you're at the game. I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
Even though it stretches from the 45-yard line to the other 45-yard line. So where are we on this front? Now that I've brought everyone up to speed. Thank you. Chris, have Chris hang on for this conversation, but I appreciate Chris for bringing it up here. So
River came in first. I came in last.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Obviously, I'm getting a tattoo.
Yes.
Oh, man. There was a caller that said that I needed to get it on my butt as well. So I need the same permission because I'm not getting Brownie the Elf, the Cleveland logo.
What are you doing?
Hoskins, you got my version?
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I'm getting Eyes in the Elf.
Oh, my God.
So you have reconfigured Brownie the Elf to wear a suit. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. It's a mixture of the Rich Eisen Show logo with the Elf. So the Elf is wearing my suit with the blue tie like I'm running elf. On the Rich Eisen Show. There's that logo now behind Chris.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That is kind of amazing.
Right?
I'm not going to lie.
That's much better. That I'm okay with.
So it's Richie the Elf?
I mean, it's going to be right above the word river that's already back there. So it could either be River the Elf or Eyes in the Elf.
How big are we? Eyes in the Elf is good. How big are we talking here?
As small as possible where it still looks good.
Like a quarter? Like a 50-cent piece?
And the reason why we're bringing this up right now is because you're getting it tonight in Phoenix, Arizona?
I am. I'm going to pay my dues tonight.
You already know where you're going? You already know which spot you're going?
I've called a few places. It's going to be one of those show up, we'll fit you in, but
fit
you know.
So what do you, so
yes.
Don't you, oh my, okay.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have to
is
look
that,
at it.
Chris, is that good enough of an update for you?
That is beautiful. I supremely appreciate it, y'all.
Okay. Wait till you see the picture, Chris, if you haven't seen it. It's pretty outstanding.
Oh, we'll pop that on our on our feeds.
I'll get
please.
That from Hoskins.
Okay, very good.
Wow. Feller, can I make a suggestion?
Yes, please.
Thank that you retire from fantasy sports.
Yeah, I'm okay with that after this.
Or retire from tattoos. You don't have much room left on your body.
Well, he's never going to retire from
tattoos. I got half my body tattooed. There's no color. This is going to be the first time I have color.
First
anywhere.
Of all,
but it's going to be on your rear.
First things first, you should be glad you're not in the basketball fantasy league because everybody's getting tattoos except me right
gosh.
Now. In that
this
one,
guy.
You better hope you win a title because
you're talking a great talking game. So really, last right night was really bad on text, but I had my fun.
I might collude with somebody to ensure that you don't win.
It sounds good. I don't know who you're going to collude with, but you know, because my guys, I mean. Clay had 12 threes last
Nobody
night.
Nobody gets hurt.
So it's not true. But here's the thing. Again, I am I'm inkless.
Right.
Okay. This just in. Shocker.
Shocker.
Right.
But
I would think that if I'm going to have a perfect stranger place a needle on my body and give me something that is pretty permanent, I mean, you can have these things removed, I understand, but that's also painful and a long process. Wouldn't you have them practice? Like, what are you just going to have them? Here is Richie the Elf, Eyes in the Elf. I want this the size of, you know, a Sacagawea dollar coin, you know, and I want it here. Wouldn't you send it ahead like a PDF or something? Like, am I wrong?
I mean, I'm a simple man. I'm going to print it out and say, can you do this? That's all.
Yeah, but then you're...
I don't have to look at it. I can't see back there. I have a bad spine.
No, I'm not saying you don't have to look at it, but...
I have a bad spine.
Am I wrong? Wouldn't you have somebody practice once or just see it?
I mean, they're experts.
I would kick it ahead. I would at least be like, hey, this is what I'm thinking about.
Well, they're tattoo artists, guys. They are
artists. I know they're artists, but...
They do for a living.
This is kind of a special. This is a special design. I've never seen it before. Now, it's actually jarring for me to see it.
What's scary? You know, I have my back. That you can't see what they're doing. You know, they could draw Mahomes for all I know, and I wouldn't know until I see a mirror.
Hopefully, you do go to a professional. So, what do you do when this happens? You're just on your phone?
Just texting. I'm hoping TJ and Chris will come hang out.
You're not going. Why would you go?
Well, I'll be at Ricky Williams' green party.
You just got the invite?
That's tonight?
It's this weekend. It's this weekend.
On this weekend, we won't be here.
I'm not going to be there.
I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. So.
Maybe they'll have
I'm going to film it. I mean, we might go live on IG tonight.
Please don't. Please don't.
Why?
Why?
Got to give the people what they want.
But people don't want it.
Oh, they do.
They don't
we're not
see
gonna,
it.
We're not just going to have...
I know we just got a call from Portland, Oregon, of somebody wondering about, you know, that whole tattoo thing from...
I mean, we're not going to have ass cam.
Rich,
you know what I mean? Like,
what was it that your dad said?
Like, you know.
One caller equals 1,000...
My dad always said when he wrote my
one
dad,
letter,
Joel Louis Eisen, may he rest in peace, was a grade A letter writer of complaints. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. He would sit at his typewriter.
Oh, he typed them out.
Oh, he would type them out. And occasionally he would handwrite them out and he would fire off a letter of complaint. Airlines got a lot of complaints from him. He would airlines, hotels.
Your dad was airline Twitter before it existed.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. My dad, yeah, exactly. He if there was a problem with the flight,
you were now free.
Yeah, a seat didn't go back. If a seat didn't go back or a tray table was off or something happened.
13B.
He would fire off. Absolutely. He would fire off a letter. And I would ask him, like, what are you doing? What do you think they're going to do with your letter, Dad? I mean, what are they going to do? And he would say, every airline treats one letter as if it's being written by 100 or 1,000.
Okay.
So it means something. It means something.
Represents 1,000 viewers
he
who want to see this tattoo.
He spend a lot of time. No, but I don't know if my dad's angry letter writing campaign math is the same ratio as people interested in Jason Feller's ass tattoo.
Well, we're already getting swag requests, so we may have to slap that logo on some stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think the Browns would have a problem with it?
We don't have to tell them.
Yeah.
this is an Eisen tattoo, not a Browns tattoo.
They're too busy with Myles Garrett's toe.
Yeah, they got other problems at the moment.
Yeah, they got other stuff going on.
An imitation being the most sincere form of flattery.
That is pretty impressive.
You know what I mean?
That's a great idea, man.
Thank you. I'm proud of that.
I wouldn't put it, though, in the hands of some professional for the first time and say, ink me up, man.
Stay tuned for the reveal tomorrow on the Roku channel.
Or not. I don't think that's what the Roku channel's wanting to say. But good for you, sir.
This is why we need the OnlyFans account.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
That's for the no fans account, man.
Hey, wait, that's not
Trevor
nice.
Trevor Lawrence coming up, everybody.
Right? Maybe we just get it going, like a special Super Bowl edition of the Patreon.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're going tonight. You're doing it tonight. We're landing. We're landing, and then we're doing
time?
We're doing a run-through. You got to be part of the run-through. You have to be
part
of the
run-through. What time does the shop
once
close?
Once we're off, they go late.
You know tattoo places stay up until like 3, 4 in the morning.
What is it, like an early bird special?
Yeah. I don't know. We're in Arizona.
Yeah, 5:30.
Happy hour.
We're in Arizona.
What does that mean? When
I get to Arizona.
So like midnight?
Yeah, they're open till like 2.
Great. Late night.
Well, it depends, man. We got to make sure
we're exactly what you want to do. You want to show up.
Late night at the tattoo
somebody's
shop.
Tired, end of their shift. Hand them Eyes in the Elf and say, tattoo me with this.
You can tell Rich really has never gotten a tattoo.
We've had a few.
I have not. That's correct.
You know, you're welcome to come.
Yeah, I am not coming.
I don't know, Jamie, because I don't even know what time it is in Arizona. Like, I don't want to be late for the show tomorrow. So I'm like,
They're an hour ahead.
I am full Magic Johnson on that one.
No, I'm not going to be.
We're already getting requests. People online are already saying they'll watch the live stream tonight.
I'll put it on the t-shirt. Fine.
Are you serious? People are saying
yes.
that?
Yes. Shout out Jason. Shout out James. They're going to watch the live stream.
On
tonight.
What? On the Rich Eisen show?
I mean, if
Instagram?
We go live on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, people are going to watch.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you watch?
What's to watch? What's to watch? Him Jay texting while he's got his pants down? Give me a break.
Oh, then TJ and I will be doing running commentary. Yeah, I'm sure Del Tufo will be
there. I like
there.
The comment.
Oh, yeah. Del Tufo's coming.
Go for it.
You know I'm going to drop an ad lib.
I'll be in my hotel room dropping a Haribo.